After 10 seasons in the NFL, Bills quarterback Cal Orton announced his plans to retire.
The Packers lose, lose.
Kyle Orton wins. Question for you, Kamish.
Yes, sir.
Who has more wins against Green Bay, Kyle Orton or the Bears quarterback?
I would guess Kyle Orton, Lou.
Yes, so would I. And thank you, folks, for listening in or tuning into this podcast from the Sovereign, the home of the first Kyle Orton bar in the city of Chicago.
No matter where Kyle Orton goes, we will bring our neck beards here at the Sovereign.
Yes, home of the neck beard.
So, Lou, a very successful Toys for Tots run. I really appreciate it. You had several extra boxes that you had to bring up to me.
Yes, you did. You did. I don't know. Can we say pimp or is it punk or is it? I don't know. What are we allowed to say now? I'm not really. But
all I did was make it Lou Dixon's problem. That's all I got to say.
But moving on, it was. You had it phrased correctly today, Kamish. That this is almost as fun as watching a Bears game.
That's
watching
right.
Green Bay lose.
As I see the zero goes down, Green Bay goes down to defeat
and
the foes in Tundra of Buffalo.
And the Lou Dickman system got Buffalo today, if I'm not mistaken.
You did. The Lou Dickman system works. But they didn't. But you didn't get, unfortunately, you had the Fins. Yeah, the Dolphins, because of the system.
Well, what are you going to do?
System's a system.
I'm not in last for any reason whatsoever.
Kyle Orton 3-0 against the Packers.
Kyle Orton 3-0. There you go. Now, that's coming from Mr. Sims. What's he in? Fifth place in the...
Fourth
place.
He's surging.
How are your picks today, Steve?
Beats the dog shit out of me.
And there you have it.
Well, I picked the Packers, so there's one loss.
But your allegiance is to the Bears. You should always go against the Packers. What's up with that?
Again, they're like the Houston Oilers to me. Are the Oilers going to beat the St. Louis Cardinals? Yes. Okay, I'm taking the Oilers.
Okay, I got gotcha. You.
That's me.
That's me
on that. So did you find one of our fine sandwiches this week here in the Windy City?
Wait a minute. I did have the Bills.
Just breaking. Cowboy has a W.
Cowboy might be going for another swami.
Woo-hoo! He loves them swamis. What did Roka do? Oh, of course she picked the pack.
Yeah, that was a tough question. Smell of Roka goes against your pack. Miss Cheese?
You know, I have a mental block about checking her stuff. I have made mistakes 3 times on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put another swami up this week, too. A late swami, if you will.
And that would be a loss by her pack.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get a sandwich review. There's a lot going on. And but we'll keep talking here while Lou does his job.
Thanks. You're welcome. Lou's working.
Lou is working. He's practicing those night moves.
How did the Chiefs do?
As I like to call them, the Keefs. Or Keith Richards.
You're welcome.
I almost got my line of team nicknames down, where I just didn't say. Thank you, Cowboy.
Oh,
so, Lou, did you partake of a sandwich this week?
I did partake of a sandwich this week.
And what would that be?
The sandwich would be a corned beef for me.
Ding, 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 ding. From where?
Nicely thick cut. Lots of mail.
Yes.
From a place called...
Yes.
Anybody?
Ready? Subway?
No. I got a Kaufman sandwich.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, that was not long.
What is Kaufman?
Is that you know what?
Oh, okay.
All right. Skokie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
If you're there, you got to go there.
I travel.
That's right.
I get the fatty corned beef.
All right. Naturally.
Get the spicy brown mustard.
Naturally.
And that's it. I think about 10% of it ended up on my lap.
Is that a good rye?
It's a good rye. It's a good commercial rye. Very good. I give it a 3.5.
There you go.
Just under the Guido.
But not the perfect score that he gave earlier in the year, which we will have in the award ceremony.
We will. The French Bomber.
But let us do one more plug, Lou. The holiday party will be...
Oh, December 28th.
December 28th.
Yes.
That'll be your
college open?
No,
it's the last Bears game, and that's going to be a holiday. Oh. We're gonna, it's gonna be, the misery is over. It's going to be a holiday.
Does the game better than that, Lou?
We were the only ones that picked the Bills.
Really?
Hey, Lou's system.
It's the system.
Did you see Lou's system?
I should be afraid.
Lou, give us your catchphrase out. We'll see you next week.
Have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Fatty Brisket Service. When you need a good trim, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou trims you.